for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2005 Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
And see, she hired three moving companies, and they came at midnight, and they moved everything between midnight and 6 in the morning. Got it moved. Had to do it. Just that side. To be successful. She eventually lost the business. That's a median, a fortune teller. Well, you got palmistry. They read the palms on your hand. They look at your hand, and they look at the general outline of your hand, and they look for calluses and so forth, and then they look at the lines in it, and each one of those have names. It's palmistry, it's palm reading, and they read the various lines, and they look at your hand, and while they're looking at your hand, those familiar spirits are talking, and then they feed this information to the fortune teller, and she will tell you things about yourself, tell you how old you are, where you were born, what you do for a living, things that have happened to you, and all this builds credibility. And then they will give you a prediction for the future. And if you accept that edict, that Satan's edict for your life, then the spirit world will move to bring that to pass. Any of y'all have been to a fortune teller besides me? I hope you enjoyed it. You cursed your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, yourself. Okay, fortune telling. And let's see, there's irisology. You know, that's when you go to somebody and they look at your iris, the colored portion of your eye, and they tell you what kind of diseases you've got, and tell you about your past, and tell you about your character. Same thing. Oh, you get the people that's reflexology, and that's when they mash on the bottom of your foot, and they look for the medians to balance the yin and the yang in your body to bring you into good health, and tell you about your past. And then there's the card layers. I used to be the card layer. I used to lay the tarot cards. The tea leaves, you look at the tea leaves, the pattern the leaves make, and that tells you things. And there are many others. I've got a list this long of various things. It's in the Bible. Let's look at Ezekiel. Lord, where is it? Ezekiel 13, I think, or 16, or 20. I think it's in 20. 21. Ezekiel 20, 21. Appoint a road for the sword to go to Rahab of the Ammonites and to Judah into the fortified Jerusalem. Here God is saying what the king of Babylon is going to do. For the king of Babylon stands at the parting of the road, a fork of two roads, to use divination. He shakes the arrows. He consults the image. He looks at the lover. Okay? He shakes the arrows. He got a bunch of fiddlesticks. He shakes and he throws that on the ground. And the pattern they make, the diviner reads what he should do. He looks at the liver. They take an animal and they hold straight it out by the four legs. They cut it open and cut the liver out while he's still alive. And then he looks at the liver. And it's called hepatology. He's got a name and it's got all the different lines and so forth. And that tells him what he should do. Or he consults his idols. In his right hand is a divination for Jerusalem to set up the battering rams to call for slaughter. He lifts up his voice and shouting. And he goes ahead to Jerusalem and he defeats them. Divination in the Bible. Those people, everyone, every highly educated person had his powerful, highly educated person had his personal astrologer. Do you know perfected astrology that we use today? Aristotle and Plato. They assigned the science of physics to it. Great philosophers. Very intelligent men. And so there's lots of different types of fortune telling. Eastern religions, we'll come back to that in a minute. ESP, there's clairvoyance, precognition, and telepathy. Well, clairvoyance is when you see visions. And there are different types. You see visions of the past, visions of something called second sight also, of something that's happening at a distance, or visions of something going to happen in the future. You know, we have clairvoyance that they find this person murdered, and the clairvoyant has a vision of it, and it goes to, it's demonic. The clairvoyant, somebody's child is lost, and they'll bring the clairvoyant the doll or some personal item of the child, and they will touch it. It's called psychometry. And they will touch him, and that gives the clairvoyant the vision of where this child is, and so forth and so forth. And there is power there. If it wasn't, nobody would do it. Telepathy, precognition, that is knowing something's going to happen before it does. About 10 years ago, or 15 years ago, one of the camp meetings, a man came to the camp meeting and asked Glenn, who's a friend of Glenn's, if he would send a team over to pray for one of his nephews. And he was a corner poet. This man was a dope addict. He was an heir to a sizable fortune in Hot Springs. And he was a dope addict. And this man was a court-appointed conservator for this person. And he just gotten out of the hospital and said, would you please come over and pray for him? Well, two of us went over. And he didn't want prayer. You know. But he consented because his conservator, who was his guardian, legal guardian who could put him back in the hospital, insisted on it, so he submitted to us praying for him. And Irma used to call a broomstick experience, like praying for the broomstick or praying for that chair there, you know. Not much reaction. And we got ready to leave. He said, Alice, you're wanted on the phone. The phone rings. The conservator picks it up. Said, Alice, it's for you. He knew 30 seconds before that phone rang, it was going to ring and it would be for Alice. That's precognition. And this man with me said, man, that is a demonstration of precognition. I said, yep. And we had bound black magic, but God didn't give us the authority to bind that demon. Telepathy, that is thought transference. Now, if you're really into witchcraft, you can transfer thoughts over distance. You don't need phone lines. It's done by demons. I can't even read that. That's hypnosis. You get hypnotized, you receive an evil spirit. You submit to someone that has a familiar spirit that can put you into a trance, which supernatural things are possible. You know, the stage actor will put you into a trance and put you between these two chairs, your head here and your heels here, and he'll be 200 pounds. He'll sit on you, and you just like a rigid steel beam. That's supernatural. And the more times he hypnotizes you, the more power he has on you to the point that he can just think about you, and you'll come trotting over to him. It's a soul tie. That's a soul tie. But hypnosis, if you've been hypnotized, you pick up a familiar spirit. Now let's go back up to Eastern religions. You've got Taoism, which is in China, Hinduism, which is in India, and Buddhism, which is in China and India and Indonesia. And there are others. And you have Eastern religion, you have Hinduism, Buddhism, and Taoism. And all of these believe in reincarnation. Taoism is not quite as pronounced, but the basic belief is the same. And flowing out of these, out of Hinduism, you have transcendental meditation, and you have yoga flowing out of it and Buddhism. And out of the yoga, you have relaxation exercises, very common in health centers, health clubs, Lamaze. The pain relief is from Hatha Yoga. Hatha Yoga is a pain relief mechanism. I'll always remember the old Buddhist holy man that I saw when I was in college. I went to, and he took a knife and actually cut his scalp in four or five places. He had blood running down. Took burning brands and stuck into them. Stood there while he was chanting while he did this. No sign of pain. Then he pulled them out and he did this. And they were healed. Now, it was impressive. I was into hypnotism then. I was into self-hypnosis. I was into meditation and a number of other things. I was working and trying to improve my ability to learn. And they told me that I could improve my memory retention by self-hypnosis. And that's how I got into it. And you know, when I tried to come to God, come into the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I had a lot of things I was wrong with. But the thing that stood between me and God was this. On the night that I pulled away from that, the demons came to call. Lamaze, you're taught to relax and to meditate on the points and so forth, and to breathe and do the breathing exercises. And sit with a posture to open yourself and to clear your mind. Does everybody who takes Lamaze get a demon? No. Everybody who jaywalks across the street don't get hit, but it is dangerous business. There's nothing wrong with learning about Lamaze. There's a lot of good stuff in Lamaze. But the danger, meditating and the passive mind and the breathing exercises. Martial arts came out of Taoism and was picked up by Buddhism. Acupuncture came out of Taoism. All these two believe in balancing the flow of the good and bad flows, the yin and the yang, and the Buddhism, I can't pronounce those two. And you balance it and draw in the chi, the good power in the air around you. And that's the reason for the deep breathing exercises and the meditation and to straighten out, to get all of those, get the flow, the good and the bad balanced out in your life, and then draw in this prana or chi in the air around you to empower you and heal your body and lift you into another spiritual realm. And then there in the Lamaze manual, one of them I read said, encourage visualization. Visualize yourself in a room. Make your own room. Whatever you want, a place of relaxation, a place of... Oh, God, I don't have the words that she's using. Beautiful words. But, you know, you want to read about that sort of thing, get... Joanna Michelson's book on the beautiful side of evil. And she'll talk to you about Sylvan mind control that she was in. Same thing. And that's Eastern religions. I can talk a long time, but they all have Jezebel. In Hinduism, she is called the Kundalini spirit, whose name is Savana. And she's a serpent. And you let her in, and she'll bring in all kind of nice spirits down into your back. And you will get horrible back pain. And it comes in from pride and rebellion. And you get, you know, all these people got real bad back pain, and they are in pain, and they go to the doctor, and the doctor x-rays, he can't find anything in the world wrong with them. And they're doing all these MRIs and all this stuff. And they say, well, look at this little bulge right here. Now, maybe there might be something. Yeah, and they do another procedure, you know. Yeah, look at that. And these people are hurting. I mean, the pain is real. I can introduce you to some people in Notch. Well, I don't see anybody in the room right now. But one lady... that came in, she walked in with a cane. Her sister told me they were operating on. I said, for God's sake, don't you let them cut her. You bring her back down here, she got demons. She came in on a cane and she walked out. And she showed me a list of the medicine. It was this long. I didn't see how she could walk around and be awake on that much. She was taking 60 milligrams of morphine every 4 hours. But she had worked up a tolerance to it, but she was taking that and all sorts of other medications to overcome the side effects of the morphine and the other things they were giving her. And she walks around today, no pain at all, no problems, no medication. She had bad headaches. Savannah gives you real bad headaches right behind your eyes. You got, they call migraine headaches, right behind your eyes. See, that's the third eyes right there. That's the sixth chunka, the third eye. And when she gets up to the seventh chunka and meets her husband, Silver, then you have a period of what is known as Nirvana, of great bliss. It can be either transitory or it can be permanent. And the object is to come into Nirvana where it is permanent and everlasting and you're absorbed into the cosmic mist and you are released from the wheel of life that you have gone around and around, paying for past bad karma in past life, always trying but never quite being good enough. The places where this predominates are the poorest countries in the world. Hallelujah. That's Eastern religion. But it is coming back. It has hit this country with a storm because people are looking for supernatural power. They're looking for spiritual power. Hinduism, Buddhism shed the requirements of self-control and self-sacrifice to fit into the modern, materialistic Western culture. They shed that to fit in over here. But it's still the same spirits. And Jezebel. And so you got spiritualism, and then you see it gets into bondage and idolatry and whoredom. And you get all these curses and all these sins and curses and learning disabilities and compulsive actions and a perverse spirit and sexual sin. You get in bondage, food, sex, drugs, and you get in sexual sin. You get gluttony, anorexia, bulimia, just all sorts of things. And that's from divination. Well, let me show you what the other half looks like. And we'll talk about this some other time, perhaps. This is also the other leg of pride. And remember we said, we're talking about idolatry. I showed you the connection between rebellion and idolatry, and stubbornness and idolatry. And idolatry and whoredom go together. Look at Hosea. When you're in Ezekiel, it was the last place we went. You come on over past Daniel to Hosea. Chapter 4, and I'll give you one verse, and then we will just sort of whet your appetite here a little bit. Look at Hosea chapter 4, verse 11. Pride, rebellion, idolatry, and idolatry of whoredom. Hosea chapter 4, verse 11. Whoredom, wine, and new wine take away the heart. The New King James says enslave the heart. What does the NIV say? Takes away the understanding. The heart there means the intellect, the will, the emotions, and the conscience. It's called libby, which is a soul with the conscience attached. And so you lose. And so whoredom, if you look up that word, it means prostitution, sexual sin, and idolatry. My people ask counsel of their wooden idols. Their staff or divination rod informs them. For a spirit of whoredom has caused them to stray. They played the harlot or the whore against their God, or gone a whoring from under their God. And he goes on to talk about the penalty for it. But idolatry, these are all listed in the in Deuteronomy 28. Infirmity, spirits, poverty, broken families, loss of children, insanity, no communication with God, and loss of soul. The loss of soul will give you dyslexia, hyperactivity, compulsive thoughts and actions. Whoredom will give you adultery, fornication, alcoholism, that wine. That word translated wine really means intoxication. That was the only kind of drug they had then was alcohol. And so I use it to include all drugs and loss of soul. Learning disorders, amnesia, attention deficit disorders, and it gives you sexual sin, all the various sexual sins. And we won't talk about those right now. I can talk on for several hours. This comes from pride. I just wanted to show you pride's other face. You see why pride leads to a fall and a haughty spirit to destruction. If, as Jerry said, hi Carla, good to see you. If you were raised in a family that was extremely legalistic, you need to forgive your parents. They're not bad people. They were doing the best they knew how, raising you the way they were raised. And you just need to forgive them and pray for them. If they're alive, you need to honor them, pray for them and honor them, and break the curse on it, on your children, and lean on Jesus Christ. Break all evil soul ties and honor them and pray blessings on them. Because as you pray blessings on them, the blessings will come back on you too. David said, as for me, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayers returned into my own bosom. When he was praying for someone who had hurt him. You pray for those people earnestly. And when things come to pass, to mind, that you remember that you were hurt real bad, you just say, I forgive. And I break the evil soul ties to that so that it will come back no more. I bind the historical demon. You see, there's a historical demon. There's a demon who remembers history and will bring it up to you. Now, some people teach this as healing of the memories. I'm not so sure it's scriptural to have you visualize all these bad things and visualize Jesus coming in and loving you and asking God to heal all this and have Jesus come in and love you and so forth. That is not scriptural, and I think that invites demons into you. But there's a historical demon that replays hurts and brings them up and suggests to you in the first person, I'm going to get even for that. That's what the demon says. I'm going to get even. And you think that's what you're thinking. And he's trying to put you into a mindset. That's the reason he says, take every captive thought. Every thought captive. Every captive. Every thought captive in 2 Corinthians 10:4. If you were raised in a family that weren't Christians, in a cult, and you pray for your relatives in the cult and ask God to touch them, and you renounce all of that and break the curses on you and your children forever. If you were raised in a family where you were controlled all the time by a Jezebel spirit has come down through the family and put you under rigid control and domination, witchcraft. Break those witchcraft ties, those evil ties, and release that person, and release yourself from it, and release all foreign soul and foreign soul ties, evil soul ties. And then you pray blessings in the name of Jesus. Would y'all all stand up a little bit and let's praise God? And you just need to stand up and praise God. Now, y'all been sitting for an hour and 45 minutes, an hour and a half. Praise God. Lord, I was going to get through all of that today. Praise the Lord. And I didn't bring the right notebook, so I'm teaching out of memory and rather than out of my note. So I'm sure I left out something because I can't possibly remember all those verses. Not in the natural, Lord, you have to give it to me. Say, Lord Jesus. I always start mass deliverance with the confession of faith, with the statement of the gospel, because the Holy Spirit honors the gospel. And so we state the gospel. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the Son of God. I believe Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the Son of God. He was manifested in the flesh. He died on the cross for my sin. Was raised from the dead for my justification. Ascended into the heavens. Sits on the right hand of the Father. Ever to make intercession for me. God is my Father. Jesus is my big brother. God has given me a new family. He's made me accepted in the Beloved. I am not a rejected child. I'm a child of God. I have been accepted. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I repent of the sins of my ancestors and my sin in the name of Jesus. I place it under the blood of Jesus and I break the curses according to Galatians 3:13. In the name of Jesus, I break all evil soul ties to the past. In the name of Jesus, I release all those people in the name of Jesus to Jesus Christ. I loose myself from any evil soul ties or bonds in the name of Jesus. I call back my soul and release any foreign soul in me in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, I forgive anyone who's ever hurt me, abused me, used me, controlled me in any way contrary to the will of God. I forgive them. And I break any ungodly soul ties to them and release them to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I repent of my family's involvement and my involvement in the Ouija boards or any other occult or the horoscopes in the name of Jesus. I repent, and I bind, and I break the curses, and I bind any familiar spirits that I have picked up as a result of this, or a result of my ancestors' sins. And I command them to leave me now. For it is written in Joel 2:32, anyone calls upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Lord, I confess that in the past I have been proud, stubborn, stiff-necked. I confess this is sin. I ask forgiveness and the curse be broken on me and my children forever. Deliver me, Lord. From the children of pride. Break pride, Lord. Break it, Lord. You said in your word, you'd break its power. Break it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Somebody sit down now. Put both feet on the floor. In the name of Jesus. I bind and I break the power of the children of pride in the name of Jesus. I isolate the king of the children of pride, Leviathan, so he can give power to none of his children. I isolate him from all of his children. He cannot communicate with them. He can't draw power from them or give power to them in the name of Jesus by the authority of the living word. Now, I bind rebellion in the name of Jesus Christ. All rebellion. I break your power in the name of Jesus Christ. All rebellion that's come down through the family line. All legalistic rebellion. I bind you in Jesus' name. Rebellion, turn these people loose. Turn them loose. Turn them loose. Come out in the name of Jesus. All rebellion. Come out, rebellion, for rebellion is a sin of divination. Now bind the spirits of divination and witchcraft. Now come on out. All you witchcraft spirits, all you divination spirits, I bind you and I break your power. You leave God's people now, all familiar spirits. Go in the name of Jesus. Just go on. Get out of here in the name of Jesus. We bind the power of Jezebel now. We bind Celebi. Celebi, I speak to you and I break your power. Legalism, extreme legalism. Celebi, I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. I say, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, Celebi. Come out in the name of Jesus. And I bind Savannah. Savannah in the name of Jesus Christ. I isolate Savannah now and I bind her and I break her power in Jesus' name. You Kundalima devil, I bind you and I command you to go in the name of Jesus. And take all of your serpentine spirits will uncoil now in the name of Jesus and will come out. Oh, come out. Turn loose, uncoil, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. All you serpentine devils that are wrapped around people's backbones and legs and arms and necks and around the sinuses. Come out in the name of Jesus. I bind all of you. In the name of Jesus, I loose the hornets from heaven to drive you out. Come out in Jesus' name. I bind you, all of you. Come out of there in the name of you. Come out of the sinuses. Come out of their backbone. Come out of their head. Come out from behind their eyes. Come out from behind their eyes in the name of Jesus. I bind you and I break your power and command you to be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. I break the power of the Gnostic. Come out, Gnostic spirits, now in the name of Jesus. All you legalism, come out. Gnostic spirits, come out. Gnostic spirits, false burden spirits, come out. False burden spirits, come out in the name of Jesus. I bind you and I break your power in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, come out, come out. All the occult spirits, all the spirits that came in through the occult, now in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind you. All the Ouija board spirits, all the water witching spirits, come out. Come on out. And all divination spirits, divination, I bind you. Come out. Card-laying spirits, come out, come out, come out. All you spirits now, in the name of Jesus Christ, all you Gnostic spirits that came in through Gnostic religions, come out. Transubstantiation, come out. Transubstantiation, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All you spirits of holy relics, come out in the name of Jesus. All you necromancy spirits, come out. All you necromancy spirits, all you talisman spirits, all you amulet spirits, I bind you and I break your power and I command you to go. 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 Go in Jesus' name. Go. All of you, come out now. Come out. Come out. Leave God's people. All you spirits now. All you spirits, come out. Come out. Come out. I bind the spirits of whoredom in the name of Jesus Christ. I break its power. All the whoredom spirits, come out. All those spirits are whoring after other gods, whoring after knowledge, whoring after curiosity in the name of Jesus. I bind you and I break your power and I command you to leave. Go, go, go. Bondage, bondage now. Bondage to the past. Bondage to seeking for knowledge. Bondage for curiosity. Come out. In the name of Jesus, all the bondage spirits, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, I command you to leave. Leave God's people now in the name of Jesus Christ. All scorning spirits, come out. Scorning spirits, all wine-drinking spirits, mocking spirits. Mine is a mocker and strong drink is a rage. Come out, all you prideful spirits, scorning spirits, all you narcissistic scorning spirits, come out, come out, come out, pride. Scorner is his name. He acts with arrogant pride. Come out of there, scorner. Scorner, I speak to you, narcissistic devil. Come out, you arrogant devil. Come out of there in the name of Jesus Christ. Always right. Come out. Come on out. Out! Don't you tear God's people. You leave them. Leave them in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. All you spirits of the card layer, of the hypnotist in the name of Jesus, of the water witch in the name of Jesus, of the palm reader, of the reflexologist in the name of the acupuncturist, come out! The urologist, come out! We bind all the divination spirits. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All you Lamar spirits, come out. All the spirits of yoga, relaxation, come out in the name of Jesus. Transcendental meditation, come out. You, come out. Come out. Brahma spirits, I bind the spirit of Brahma in the name of Jesus. Brahma. Brahma, I'm speaking to you. I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. Silvi, Kali, spirit of fire, destruction, and murder, Kali, come out. You seven-armed devil, I bind you, I bind all your arms. You come out in the name of Jesus. Come up out of that stomach in the name of Jesus. I break your power in Jesus' name. Go, go, go in the name of Jesus. Go, all you stubborn spirits. I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. Jesus was made a curse for us. We might be delivered from the curse of the law. He bore all of our infirmity. And by His stripes we have been healed. He bore all our grief and all our sorrow. I come against headaches now. I come against all the headaches, all the migraine headaches in the name of Jesus. I break their power. Migraine headaches, I speak to you. Turn it loose now. Come out of them. Come on out. All migraine, I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. I come against learning disabilities, dyslexia. Come out. Won't let them learn. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Won't let them spell. Come out. Come out. Come out. Won't let them read. Come out. All the Antichrist spirits, won't let them retain knowledge. Come out. We bind all the short memory deficit disorders, all the men attention deficit disorders. We bind you, all you spirits that won't let people read. We break the curse that puts you there in the name of Jesus. We speak restoration of the soul in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Come on out. All of you. All the memory loss. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. All dyslexia now. Attention deficit. Come out. Hyperactivity. I bind you and I break your power in the name of Jesus. I command you to leave. Leave God's people. Go. All of you, go in Jesus' name. Now speak healing to God's people now. In the name of Jesus. Go on, get out of there. In the name of Jesus. Now speak health and wholeness to them. In Jesus' name. I speak to eye problems now. I bind eye problems. I bind the spirit of eye problems in the name of Jesus Christ. They have repented of dishonoring their parents in the name of Jesus Christ. That's, I bind eye problems in the name of Jesus. All eye problems, I command them to go in the name of Jesus. Go, eye problems, in the name of Jesus. Go, go. All nearsighted, farsighted, astigmatism, amblyopia, in the name of Jesus Christ. Optic atrophy, macular degeneration, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Come on out of there. Let God's people go in the name of Jesus. Let them go in the name of Jesus. I bind thyroid problems, hearing problems. I bind deafness now, the deaf and dumb demon. I speak to the deaf and dumb demon. I bind you in Jesus' name. This kind comes out but by fasting and prayer. They've been fasting. You come out, you deaf and dumb demon. You can't stay. I bind you, you deaf and dumb demon. You turn them loose. Turn their ears loose so they can hear. Turn them loose in the name of Jesus. Turn their minds loose now. You can't cause muscle spasms anymore. You can't cause convulsions anymore. You can't cause epilepsy anymore in the name of Jesus. I bind you and I break your power and command you to go. 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 All the deaf and dumb spirits that won't let them hear, won't let them see, won't let them learn in the name of Jesus Christ, that they should turn and be healed. Be healed in the name of Jesus. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I bind all tinnitus. I bind all ringing in the ears. I bind all tinnitus in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind all deafness. I bind all dizziness in the name of Jesus. All vertigo. And I command them to come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind all thyroid problems in Jesus' name. Hypothyroid, low thyroid, no thyroid. Come out. All dry tongues, sore tongues. I bind carrier's teeth in the name of Jesus. Gingivitis, pyrrhea. I speak to gingivitis and pyrrhea and I say, be gone. I speak to carrier's teeth. Lord, I feel their teeth. Lord, put caps on their teeth, Lord God. Give them gold caps so they know you've been there, Lord. That they'll have a testimony to their dentist, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch your people, Lord. I thank you and I praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord. Lord God, touch their hearts now, Lord. I bind heart trouble, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I have heart attacks. I bind myocarditis in the name of Jesus. I bind myocardial infarction, myocarditis. I bind chronic heart failure, congestive heart failure. And I tell it to go. I speak to asthma. I speak to bronchiectasis. I speak to emphysema. And I bind you. And I say, be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to gastric, esophageal, gastric distress in the name of Jesus. Go! Go! Gastric ulcers, duodenal ulcers, hyperacidity. I bind you in the name of Jesus. Pleural spasm. Command you to go. Excessive gas. Go in the name of Jesus. I bind colitis in the name of Jesus. Ulcerative colitis, mucoid colitis. I bind increased gas. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Crohn's disease, enteritis, be gone in the name of Jesus. Pancreatitis, diabetes, I bind you in Jesus' name. Hepatitis, cirrhosis, in the name of Jesus. I bind gallstones, poly, and cystitis, and cholecystitis, in the name of Jesus. Cholelithiasis, I bind you all, and I break your power, and I command you to leave God's people. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. I speak to hernias. I say be healed. Varicose veins. I say be healed in the name of Jesus. Go. Go. Swelling in the feet. Swelling in the joints. Swelling in the joints. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. I speak to arthritis. I bind arthritis. I pull out the root of bitterness. I say be gone, arthritis. And fibromyalgia. And in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go, all you diseases, go in the name of Jesus Christ. You got no right to God's people. I speak to allergies in the name of Jesus. Asthma, allergies, emphysema, eczema, go in the name of Jesus. Hay fever, go in Jesus' name. Food allergies, I bind you and I break your power. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak healing to God's people now. Everybody hold up your hands now and just let... Oh, God. Let your spirit come down, Lord God. Let your spirit come down. Let your healing grace, Lord. Heal your people, Lord. I speak healing to them. I ask you to fill them with your spirit now. Restore their souls. Fill them with your grace, Lord. Let your love flow into them now, Lord God. And we thank you and we praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord. In Jesus' name. All God's people said, amen.
This is the end of our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.